We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Is the 380 good enough for you? John's going to go into that.
I am.
He's going to, I think you're taking a pro position. Is that what I'm?
Well, I am. And I honestly, first, let me get started by saying Diamond Gems. That's who's bringing you this segment of the show. Our good friends at Diamond Gems. If you're out and about and you're driving around in your car today, you're going, that front end is kind of pulling me to the right a little bit. Maybe I should get a front end alignment. Go to Diamond Gems, get it taken care of. They're on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol in Burton, Michigan. 810-743-4210, and they're bringing you this whole segment of the Gunsmith Show.
The brakes are squishy. You got a sound that you don't like.
Yeah.
Car's pulling, like you say, in alignment, or maybe the tires. Maybe you need tires. They're great folks for all that stuff.
You know, and honest as the day is long, they sent me in. They actually sent me away not long ago. And just a couple weeks ago, they said, you know, really, you need to go to a dealership on this one. And they were right. Yeah. Went to the dealership. They got everything covered under warranty, Dan.
Yep.
Thousands of dollars worth of work was all under warranty. He said, yeah, there's no reason you spending that money out of pocket. And thanks to Tim and the whole team there. They just did a great job for me. So I'm greatly appreciative. Again, it's Diamond Gems. You can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com. But you'll hear his commercials during the show.
Yep.
And get out there and check them out. Get your new tires. You'll be amazed how good the tire prices are at Diamond Gems as well.
So I just got a set. Top. $500.
Top notch. Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. 810-743-4210. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. All right. Now, I want to talk about the 380 ACP, or it's also called the 9mm short, or the 9mm KERS. Been around a long, long, long time. Yes, sir.
How come they all have different names? How come it's always, or you can call it this, or you can call it that? Well,
this round has been around since before World War II.
Oh.
It's been around a long time. And it was a German officer's round.
Gotcha.
It was not the big full-size 9mm Luger. It was the shortened version, smaller bullet, lighter load, more of an officer's gun, more like a vest gun. You know what I mean? One that you would carry in your vest pocket. Been around a long time. The ACPs stands for automatic Colt pistol. The 380 is the designation. It's 355 diameter bullet. I don't know why they call them 380s, but they were probably to make it sound American, as opposed to, because there was a big thing after World War I and World War II, you didn't want things to sound German.
Yeah.
You know, they would bring German guns here to America, and people like Williams Gunsight would convert them into American guns.
Mm.
They would sporterize them, or they would take that same gun, and very good gun, but they would change the barrel.
They'd brush the Nazi right out of them.
Yeah. They would try to brush the Nazi out of them. But,
they get their little reamer, put it in the thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get the Nazi out of here.
You don't want to see what he's doing with his hands right now. But anyways, so the 380 is still a very popular gun. And early on in, 10 years ago, or 6 years ago, there was a huge, just all of a sudden everybody wanted 380 ammunition, and there was a shortage. And it went to a dollar a round when it was $14 a box before for 50 rounds. All of a sudden, it's a box of 50 is going to cost you $50.
Boy, that's just like anything, though.
Oh, but
those are something different. Yeah, prices on everything.
Crazy. So it's kind of normalized now. Price of ammunition is not bad. It's available.
What are you going to pay for a box of 380 now?
380s, you can get a good box of shooters for between $14 and $20.
50, box 50.
Box of 50.
Okay, so back where
it's almost where it should be. Now, what they've come up with is because so many people use this gun now, because so many people are carrying concealed, they're easily concealed because they're smaller guns than the full-size 9mm. Not all of them, but some are tiny compared to a 9mm. During different weather and different occasions, I actually carry a 380 myself sometimes. A lot of people used to call it a ladies' gun because it was so small. But then it kind of got the bad rep because the guns were so tiny that it kicked too much and it hurt. Well, with the little tiny guns that are only 3/4 inch wide, it does bruise your hand. And now, last week, we were talking about a Gersan B380. Beautiful gun. good size grip, comfortable to shoot, almost the same size 9mm, but it doesn't kick as much. As I get older, I tend to like these guns that don't kick as much, you know? And with my heart issues, I don't like to go out and shoot 44 Magnums all the time anymore. I used to shoot them all the time.
Kind of jarring.
It's very jarring, yeah. And I don't have any fillings to come loose, but by God, they can do it. So my point of this is a 380 enough self-defense gun for you? So people like you, USCCA, have come out with several videos saying it is on the absolute bottom of the scale of self-defense guns that you should consider. Now, is it more powerful than a 22 long rifle? Yes. Is it more powerful than a 22 Magnum? Yes. Is it, does it have the knockdown power you need? You know, when it comes down to a gunfight, if you got a gun and they got a knife, hopefully, as long as you have distance between you, there's enough power there to do what it needs to do. So it's up to you. If you're comfortable with 380, or if you have a 380, or you've your grandpa died and left you that old Beretta, by God, don't think it's a relic and you can't use it. Get these guns out and shoot them and have some fun with them. Get to know them.
What size magazine?
Here's the point. What I want to get to with this segment is most of the old ones carried 7, 8, or 9 rounds. Some are even 6. Not a lot of shells to carry on you. So you'd have multiple magazines. You'd have, carry an extra magazine. Even my Glock is only a 7-rounder. But it's a tiny gun, so it's easy to hide. You know, it's easy to have concealed on your body. What I wanted to point out was, especially for home defense or car defense, because a lot of people are putting those magnet holders in the car that hold the gun right against the dashboard, ready to go, and you just pull it off the magnet and use it. It's a smart setup, and you need a steel gun to do it. And usually the slides are steel on these guns, so they'll lock right to the magnet. But there are several of these guns now that are 10 plus, so they shoot 10 to 15 rounds of ammunition, which is, I think, adequate. That's going to help you a lot. And I wanted to kind of go through a quick list of what's on the market. So last week we talked about that Gerson B380. High capacity, low recoil, the size of the gun, the weight of the guns, nice gun, 13 plus 1 rounds. So you got 14 rounds in the palm of your hand. Smith & Wesson has upgraded their Bodyguard, which was a big seller but a very small gun. They've upgraded to their Bodyguard 2.0, 12 plus 1, big gun. It's got a nice long grip. It's easier to control. The short grips are hard to control. When your little finger is hanging off the bottom of the gun, you can easily tend to pull the gun to the right or the left, and depending on if you're right or left-handed, or if you're shooting left-handed, because when you practice defensive shooting, you use both hands. You will shoot the gun with your left hand, you'll shoot it with your right hand, you'll change magazines with both hands so that you understand the need for your ambidextrous abilities to know what to do so that you have some muscle memory of what you're going through. But check out that Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. You'll be glad you did. Beretta has made the Model 84 for years, and then they came out with the Model 80X. I talked about that one a few months back, too. It's a good-looking gun. It's the same platform that's been around for 50, 60, 70 years and a good gun. The 80X is one to look for. They're kind of on the high end. They're about $800. So keep your eyes peeled. Browning quit making them, but it was a great one called the BDA. Those are on the market. BDA 380, great gun. Exact copy of the Berettas. Takes the same mags and everything. CZ has a great gun. It's an old one. This one goes all the way back to World War II era. CZ 83. It's a 380. It is, I'm going to call it old school. A lot of them are in, there's two different calibers available in these. One's called a Makarov, which is a little bit different round. And then the 380 and the 380 ACP. Those CZ83s are good guns. Ruger has the LCP Max. It is a double stack, small gun, controllable and super light and about as small as you can get to have a double stack magazine. SIG has their P365. but they have it in 380. A lot of people didn't even know that gun came in 380, but it does. So what the nice thing about these 380s is if you have arthritis or if you're older, it's a little bit easier to rack them. The spring isn't as tough because it doesn't have as much recoil. The triggers are all good. The sight planes are all good. You've got kind of the best of both worlds. You've got the capacity and the size of a compact gun, but you don't have that mean kick with the size of these medium sized to kind of large sized high capacity guns. But you're not shooting a magnum through it. In other words, one of the most popular 380s on the market is called the Bursa. The Bursa 380 really made it quite a comeback. They've been around forever, but some of them are 15 plus one rounds. But most of them are like 11 or 12 plus one. Depends on the mags you get. And then Ruger came out with their Security 380. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up with that one. 15 plus one. Nice size gun. Fits the hand really good. It's a lot of plastic. But I wouldn't say it's an elegant looking gun or anything. But it is pretty cool. Prices are pretty good on those Rugers. And they're all American made. So to me, the difference is about the pressure, Dan. A 380 has 21,500 PSI, pounds per square inch of pressure when you pull the trigger. The chamber's designed for it. The guns are all built for it. It can handle that pressure. The 9mm is quite a bit more. It has a lot more pressure, so it's got more kick. It's got more oomph. It pushes the bullet faster. 380s are going to run like between 50 and 95 grain bullets, or the 9mm are going to be running 100 to 147 grain bullets. Same diameter, roughly, but within a thousandth of an inch, so a third of a hair. So it's you can barely see the difference in there. I have a trained eye for it. I can see it, but most people can't. You will find that these guns are effective. You can train with them. And for home defense, it's not overkill. You're not going to pull the trigger and have it go through five walls and go into the neighbor's house like you would if it was a 357 or a 223.
Yeah, Tulsa King, 357, 180 grain hollow points. He was just talking about that last night.
Yeah, isn't that a good show?
That's a pretty good show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone's come back, man. What a show.
Yeah.
It's a good storyline.
It's not
like
too bad.
It. I mean, it's mob, but you know, yeah. It's... But he seems to be a pretty easy
but it's
guy.
But it's also a fish out of water story.
Because he's in Tulsa and he's from New York.
That
Jersey.
And he's an old guy. And
he's an old guy.
25
yeah.
years in prison, so you know he doesn't understand all the
I like it when
gadgets
he got in trouble last season for you know, when the cop turned him in and he's like when he's testifying in court about, you know, when you found out I was 75 years old, it kind of freaked you out, didn't it? That yeah. was good. I'm yeah. like, hey, there's hope yet.
180 grain, 357 is okay, but yeah.
That's what I killed my deer with last year.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's a good round. It's a good round. That's my hunting round. Rifle and pistol. That's okay. What I like to hunt with, exactly that round.
He used it to scare off a couple of dirty cops.
That would work. Yeah. He threatened me. I remember that.
Hole was the size of your fist.
Yeah.
You
don't want to have it happen to you, that's for sure. But hey, remember to like us on Facebook. Come on out and see us today at the gun show here at the Lapeer Center building. And love to see you. So come on out and remember, like us on Facebook. Go to my website, thegss.com. But hang on, we got more shows.
Yeah, if you're heading out there, that's okay. Just keep us on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. You
can
sit
in the
parking lot until 9 anyway.
Well, exactly.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a minute.
We'll be right back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.